knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
At our rendezvous,
down in our
rendezvous, three is company two.
Down at our rendezvous,
down in our rendezvous, three is company two.
Jack,
Jack,
in here. Jack, I got a favor to ask of you.
What?
I got to run up to Frisco this weekend on legal business.
Legal business?
Yeah, for the car lot. Sort of a breach of promise suit between me and this young lady.
What'd you do? Promise to marry her if she bought a car?
Worse. I promised her if she bought a car, it would run. Anyway, I'd appreciate it if you'd look after my plants. You know, maybe talk to them a little. They'd like that.
Oh, no problem, Larry. I'll just turn on the old tripper charm usually reserved for the special women in my life.
I said talk, Jack, not beg. Yeah, well, don't you worry. You won't go begging tonight, pal.
What are you talking about?
I have arranged for you to make dinner for the most beautiful woman you have ever seen. Huh? What do you say to that?
No, Larry, I can't.
For a second there, I thought you said no.
I did. Janet and Chrissy would kill me.
You lost me, Jack.
Look, for the last three nights, I have had three different girls up here.
Three girls in three nights? You'll be dead before Janet and Chrissy can kill you.
I know. But I've used every excuse in the book to get them out of this apartment. I've been manipulative, deceitful, and underhanded.
Jack, I'm proud of you.
Larry, I'm serious. I gotta make it up to him. I even canceled my date with Doreen Maxwell tonight.
You said no to the girl who can't say no?
That's right. I called and I canceled the date. Look, I promised Janet and Chrissy a special dinner, and I'm gonna keep that promise.
Yeah, and you should. They can have dinner tomorrow night. You can have dessert tonight.
I can't. Oh, come on, Jack, you've got to. She's my boss's niece, and if she doesn't have a nice time tonight, it'll really upset me.
Gee, Larry, I never knew you were so sensitive. Oh, yeah, the last time I got fired, it upset me for weeks.
Hello?
Hello, Denise. C'est moi, Larry. She's French. Hold on one second for Jack.
Wait a minute. No, Larry. No, Larry. Chrissy and Jack.
Hello.
Hello, Jacques?
Oui. She is French. I mean, yes, this is Jacques. Jerk, Jack.
You're getting together tonight, yes?
Yeah, actually, see...
Oh, I am looking forward to it so much. Larry said you would get me excited.
What?
I get so excited about a good meal. In my country, a great chef is the second best thing you can be.
What's the first?
A great lover, of course.
Of course. How soon can you get up here?
Right away. Au revoir. Au revoir.
What a voice, what a laugh. What have I done? I promised Jack.
Don't worry, Jack. You won't regret this.
She's really fantastic looking, huh, Larry?
Denise? It's kind of hard to say. I've never met her.
No, wait, Larry.
Thank heaven for little girls.
Say, girls, excuse me, I have a little something I'd like to ask you.
Yeah, what?
Yes, Jack.
How was your day?
Fine, thanks.
Oh, you wouldn't have believed mine. Huh? I am lucky to still have a job, Jack.
Yeah?
Yes. I got these two really important orders mixed up, and I ended up sending this giant rest-in-peace flower bouquet to a honeymoon suite.
I guess it could be a little inappropriate.
Not as inappropriate as sending good luck in your new life to a funeral.
I can see how after a day like that, you wouldn't be in a mood for a heavy dinner.
Are you kidding? Jack, I'm telling you, the only thing that got me through this afternoon was looking forward to having dinner with my two best friends. I had a
terrific day.
Yeah?
Did you?
Yeah, I ran into Steve and Kathy, and they had some extra tickets for the Eagles concert tonight, and they asked if Janet and I wanted to go.
Chrissy, that's fantastic. Well, you better hurry up and get ready.
Where? For what?
The Eagles concert.
I'm not going.
Wait, you turned down the tickets?
Jack, I can see the Eagles anytime. I've been looking forward to this dinner all day.
Chrissy, forget about dinner. I mean, think of Janet. Look at that face. Look at how disappointed she is.
No, it's not disappointment, Jack. It's hunger. What's for dinner?
Boy, I don't know. It sure smells good.
Chrissy, I haven't started cooking anything yet.
You better get started so you can catch up with the smell.
In the meantime, I'm going to freshen up.
Yeah, me too. Jack, sometimes you can be so sweet.
Denise, D-E-N. What am I doing?
Jacques?
Denise?
Oui.
Wow. No. Excuse me. You can't have dinner here tonight.
No?
No, I'm sorry. See, what happened? What are you doing? You're not... Don't cry, please. Hey, don't cry.
Don't like me.
Oh, that's not true.
It was a mistake, this bald date.
No, that's blind date. Please, don't cry. What, did you think we weren't going to have dinner together? Huh?
Well... That's what you said?
No, I said that we weren't going to have dinner here tonight. Because, see, my roommate's sick.
Oh, well, then where are we having dinner?
How about upstairs in Larry's apartment? Now, you take this. It's number 304. You just take this key and go upstairs.
Okay.
Fix yourself a drink, and I'll get dinner ready.
Okay. Oh, Jacques. You must think I am just a big baby, huh?
No.
Jack, who are you talking to out there?
Oh, that was Larry. You know, the strangest thing, he's just come down with the Asian flu, so I sent him straight up to bed.
Really? We saw him a few minutes ago. He looked just fine.
Yeah.
Well, on the outside, yeah, but on the inside, he's a raging epidemic. Well, listen, I think I'll go put the chops on.
Oh, what can we do?
Open the wine.
Okay.
Food. More food.
Can I help? Well, in that case, maybe I'll just take a tray up to Larry.
No, I already thought of that, Janet. And I prepared a tray of hors d'oeuvres myself. I'm going to take these up.
Egg roll?
Well, yeah, I told you he has the Asian flu.
Try one.
Or does white wine go with lamb chops? Or does red wine taste better but white's what you're supposed to have? Or is it the other way around or both?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Denise.
Oh, I was just looking at Larry's pictures. Oh. He's quite a ladies' man, no?
Well, I have given him a few pointers.
I can't stand playboys.
As I said, I've tried to straighten him out.
I think you're the kind of guy who could only be with one woman at a time.
How can you tell that?
By looking in your face, you have such honest eyes.
Hors d'oeuvre?
Yeah, thank you. Hey, where are you going?
I'll be right back. I have to go see about dinner.
Janet, I was just thinking, we are so lucky.
You mean having a roommate like Jack?
Yeah, I mean, what a nice guy. I mean, here he stays home on Friday night to cook dinner for us, and then he goes upstairs to take care of his best friend.
Hi.
What? What? What was that for?
Just for being you. Listen, you sit down and relax. Chrissy and I'll take care of setting the table.
Yeah. Jack, you're really something.
Oh, Chrissy. So far, so good.
Denise? No.
Oh, Doreen. For a moment, I thought... Doreen, what are you doing here?
I'm here for dinner, Jack.
No, you're not.
Jack! Shh! Why did you slam the door in my face?
I have a very sick roommate, and some of the germs were on their way out.
What?
Right, speak to you for a second. Thank you. We can't have dinner together tonight. Didn't your service tell you I called?
No, I didn't check with him before I left work. Jack, are you seeing another woman?
Another woman?
What did you take? I perished the thought. I told you it's my roommate.
It's my roommate.
You didn't tell me you had a roommate.
Well, I have a roommate, and he happens to be very, very sick. Congested chest.
Jack, I'm a nurse. Have you forgotten?
Yes, I did. No, I didn't, of course. How could I forget, Nurse Doreen?
Look, there's a drugstore 5 minutes from here. Now, let me just go and pick up some methyl, okay?
No, you don't have to do that. So
don't
much trouble.
Don't worry. After I'm done taking care of your roommate, well, then I'll have all night just take care of you.
Can I speak to you for just a second? Mr. Furley.
There, that ought to hold it. Just a minute. Hold your horse.
Mr. Furley.
Jack, I'm very busy.
I know how busy you are making women fall in love with you.
I told you, I'm very busy. What? What women?
Chrissy and Janet. You've made them fall in love with you.
I don't remember doing that.
Oh, Mr. Furley, don't act innocent with me. You've seen it before. The heart of an impressionable young woman turned on by a mature and successful man at the height of his virility.
But that's ridiculous. I mean, I'm old enough to be their older brother.
They are upstairs right now pining away. They've stopped seeing younger men. You know, it's that classic May-December romance.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not a day over October.
You're taking this lightly.
No, I'm not. Maybe I better go talk to them before they throw their lives away.
Good idea, Mr. Furley. The phone is quicker. Use the phone. Hurry up. Hurry up. Not a second. About Larry.
Oh, Jack, you're just too much.
Who is that, Chrissy?
It's Mr. Furley. He wants us to come down to his apartment right away. He sounded so strange.
He is strange.
Yes, but this is different.
What do you mean different?
I've spoken too soon. Maybe I shouldn't say anything.
No, tell
I'm
us.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Furley is extremely depressed.
Why?
Well, it's his 50th birthday, and he's in his apartment feeling all alone, unloved, unwanted.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, we should do something.
You mean like maybe taking our dinner downstairs and sort of surprising him?
Yeah, something like that. You got any ideas?
How about that one?
What one?
Taking our dinner downstairs.
Oh! Oh, that's a good idea.
Here, why don't you take this, Chrissy? And Janet, you take this, and I'll bring the rest of the dinner down, all
That'll give us a chance to cheer him up.
Yeah, but Janet, don't mention anything about his birthday. I don't want him to think that's the only reason you're down there.
Oh, right, boy, Jack. Oh,
yeah,
good thinking.
Just Lisa. Hi. Hey. No time for the pain.
Chrissy?
Hi.
Janet?
Hi, Mr. Burley.
What's that?
We thought we'd have dinner with you.
Yeah, we thought since you never invite us, it would be a good idea if we just made the first move.
Yeah.
The first move?
Yeah, and it's not going to be just dinner either. Nope. We thought after dinner we could all have some fun together.
What?
Oh, Jack. It smells great.
Actually, this is for my upstairs neighbor, Larry. He has the flu.
Wow, it must be catchy.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you run along upstairs and I'll just go and check on your roommate.
No. Let me do that. Oh, would you believe it? Sleeping like a baby. Listen, Doreen, why don't you go over there and have a little wine, and I'll be right back.
Well, all right. But I'm giving you just 2 minutes, and then I'm coming up there to get you.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, Doreen.
A minute 59.
See, it's a little contagious.
Minute 58. I'm going. Minute 57.
Push up.
A minute 52. Here, hold this. 53. Yes. Fine. Okay. All set for a little... Here we go.
Chuck.
Let's not waste this magic moment with words. Let's eat.
Wait, who's your plate?
I thought it would be more romantic if we both ate out of the same dish.
Chuck, don't you want to say anything?
Oh, yeah, right. Dear Lord, thank you for what we are about to make.
Do you want to know who I am, where I come from, what I dream of?
No.
What? Chuck, why are you acting this way?
Silly me. I forgot the broccoli. I'll be right back. Here, bon appetit.
And that's why old is old, and young is young, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Are you following any of what I'm saying?
You are so handsome for a man your age.
Well, I know, but that's beside the point.
Why, when Jack said he was feeling unloved and unwanted, he wasn't kidding.
Look, I don't need any complications in my life, and neither do you.
Mr. Furley, come on. It is not complicated. It's very simple.
Yeah, we love you.
What?
And we want to make you happy.
Now, wait a minute.
Very happy.
Stay away from me. I don't want to be happy.
It's just a Burley.
I'll scream.
Where are you going now?
I've got to take this up to Larry.
Again?
Well, you know, starve a fever, stuff a cold.
Burley, you're very tense. Just sit down, relax.
But you don't understand.
Isn't this better?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No!
Wait! Let me try it. Close your eyes and I'll just whip
it. Dinner is
served! Oh, Jack, am I glad you're here. Listen, you weren't just whistling Dixie. These two girls are crazy about me.
Well, after all, they're only human. Listen, Mr. Furley, why don't you sit there? Chrissy, Janet, sit next to Mr.
Furley. No. You girls sit over there. And Jack, you sit here next to me.
I'd love to, but I can't stay.
Sit!
Hey, what is this? I thought we were having lamb.
We are.
What do you call these, Jack? Lamb burgers?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Hey, they're good.
You know, that's an interesting thing about lamb burgers. Either they're very, very good or very, very bad. Bad lamb, bad, bad. Listen, I'm going to go get some dessert.
Forget the dessert. You're staying here until after dinner, right next to my side.
Well, if you insist, do you mind if I just take a little nibble off of yours, Mr. F? Ooh, isn't this just to die from? Why, Mr. Furls, you've got a little crumb on your lip. Let me get that.
I'll wipe my
trying to help?
I thought you were going to get dessert.
I'm gone.
So there you are. Jack, are we or are we not going to have dinner tonight?
Dinner coming now.
Jack, you know, if a poet expresses his feelings through words, well, I can't wait to see how a chef like you expresses his.
I gotta get the phone.
Hello?
Oh, hi. No, don't come up. I'll come down. I'll come. Hang on.
Jack, what's going on?
It's Larry up.
Again?
He's feverish. He wants broccoli.
Mr. Furley! Hey, are you trying to hide from us? Please come out.
I'm not setting one foot out there until Jack comes back.
Oh, great. Who knows when that'll be? He might have gone up to check on Larry again.
Maybe we should, too.
Chrissy, aren't you worried about exposing yourself to his germs?
Hey, if I care about somebody, I don't mind exposing myself. Mr. Furley! Okay, if you won't come out, then we're gonna go see Larry. Yeah.
Good! Give me a call when you get to San Francisco.
San Francisco?
Yeah, that's where Larry went for the weekend.
Boy, that was good.
I'm ready for dessert. How about you?
Well.
The chocolate mousse pie?
Chocolate mousse pie? Uh-huh. The chocolate mousse pie. I'll be back in a flash.
Okay. Jack, we want to talk to you.
Jack?
Who are you?
Who are we?
Who are you?
Yeah.
I'll be back in a second, Doreen. Chrissy, Janet. Good, you're all here. I was just about to explain. You see, Doreen, this is Janet, and this is...
Chrissy.
They're my roommates. I promised them dinner, but I also promised you dinner. I tried to call you. She didn't get my message. Didn't I try to call you?
Well, you said...
There. So, you see, I had to make dinner for her, but I also wanted to make dinner for you, and I did. I made dinner for her and you. So, you see, I went to all this trouble to make dinner for you three girls.
Jack?
Make that four girls. Now, see, here's where the explanation becomes a little more complicated. You see? What happened was Larry, my friend Larry, I don't know if Larry asked me to do a favor. I wanted to do a favor for Larry, and Larry asked me if I would mind coming.
So then what happened was...
Jack, I thought of a way to bring the girls to their senses. You know, just telling Janet and Chrissy that I'm too old for them, that won't work. I mean, what I've got to do is I've got to show them I'm old. So here's my plan. What I'm going to do is I'm going to dye my hair real white, you see. And I'm going to get some bifocal lenses, real thick, I can hardly see through. Then I'm going to get a cane and I'm going to walk bent over like this. Wait till you hear this. I'm going to get a rocking chair and I'm renting an old cat to rock with me. And then they'll have to be convinced I'm old. But what do you think? Yeah, you're right, it won't work. I'm just too sexy. That's my problem. That's my curse. I'm sorry. Thanks for helping.
Anytime.
I'll tell you something else, Jack. You're a sloppy eater.
Thank you. front of a studio audience.